بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرضه صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعوة على المجامع. دعوته صلى الله عليه وسلم لعشيرته الأقربين وبطون قريش عند نزول الآية وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين. أخرج ابن سعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: لما أنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى على المروة ثم قال: يا آل فهر. فجاءته قريش فقال أبو لهب ابن عبد المطلب: هذه فهر عندك فقل. فقال: يا آل غالب. فرجع بنو محارب وبنو الحارث ابن فهر فقال: يا آل لوي ابن غالب. فرجع بنو تيم الأدرب ابن غالب فقال: يا آل كعب ابن لؤي. فرجع بنو عامر ابن لؤي فقال: يا آل مر ابن كعب. فرجع بنو عدي ابن كعب وبنو سهم وبنو جمح ابن عمرو ابن حصيص ابن كعب ابن لؤي فقال: يا آل كلاب ابن مرة. فرجع بنو محزوم ابن يقظة ابن مرة وبنو تيم ابن مرة فقال: يا آل قسي. فرجع بنو زهراء ابن كلاب فقال: يا آل عبد مناف. فرجع بنو عبد الدار ابن قسي وبنو أسد ابن عبد العزى ابن قسي وبنو عبد ابن قسي فقال أبو لهب: هذه بنو عبد مناف عندك فقل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله أمرني أن أنذر عشيرتي الأقربين وأنتم الأقربون من قريش، وإني لا أملك لكم من الله حظا ولا من الآخرة نصيبا إلا أن تقولوا لا إله إلا الله فأشهد بها لكم عند ربكم، وتدين لكم العرب وتدل لكم بها العجم. فقال أبو لهب: تبا لك، فلهذا دعوتنا. فأنزل الله: تبت يدا أبي لهب. يقول: خسرت يدا أبي لهب، كذا في الكنز. وأخرج أحمد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: لما أنزل الله وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصفا فصعد عليه ثم نادى: يا صباحا. فاستمع الناس إليه بين رجل يجيء إليه وبين رجل يبعث رسوله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا بني عبد المطلب، يا بني فهر، يا بني كعب، أرأيتم لو أخبرتكم أن خيلا بسفح هذا الجبل تريد أن تغير عليكم صدقتموني؟ قالوا: نعم. قال: فإني نذير لكم بين يدي عذاب شديد. فقال أبو لهب: تبا لك سائر اليوم، أما دعوتنا إلا لهذا؟ وأنزل الله عز وجل: تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. وأخرجه الشيخان نحوه كما في البداية. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presenting the da'wah towards Allah and the deen of Allah in gatherings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's invitation to the most closest of the families from amongst the Quraysh and the different branches of the Quraysh at the time of this ayat being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your close family members and the clan members. In this narration from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out until he climbed up the Mount of Marwa, ascended Marwa, and then announced all the families of Fihr. This was the topmost part where the Quraysh began. The Quraysh came thereafter. Sorry. Thereafter, Nabi Abu Lahab ibn Abdul Muttalib, he said that he is the larger tribe of the Quraysh, and all coming from Fihr. Who are by you now? Say what you have to say. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the families of Ghalib. Thereafter, the people of Banu Muharib, they returned. Banu Harith returned. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O families from the branch of Lu'ay ibn Ghalib. On that, Banu Taym Adram ibn Ghalib returned. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced that, O people of the branch of Ka'b ibn Lu'ay, the remaining then returned from Banu Amir ibn Lu'ay. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced that, O people from the branch, all these are branches of the Quraysh, of Murra ibn Ka'b, on that Banu Adi ibn Ka'b and Banu Saham and Banu Jumah ibn Amr ibn Husayn ibn Ka'b ibn Lu'ay, they returned. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O family of Kilab ibn Murrah, on that Banu Mahzum ibn Yaqda ibn Murrah and Banu Taym, they return. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O families which are connected with the Qusay clan, on that Banu Zuhra ibn Kilab and the families of Abd Munaf, they return. They remain, and Banu Abduddar ibn Qusay and the other some branches of the families of Quraysh return. Eventually, Abu Lahab said that this is the branch of Abd Manaf from the Quraysh. Who are by you now, so say what you want to say. On this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then gave this da'wat on the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat which was revealed and instructing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me that I warn the most closest of my family, and you are the most closest from all the different branches and the clans of the Quraysh. And I further say that I do not have control in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the least. And likewise with regards to the akhirah to the least. Except that you say, La ilaha illallah. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you give this testimony, and I will make sifarish and intercede on your behalf. And on you accepting this kalima, that all the Arabs will subjugate themselves to you, and the non-Arabs also will subjugate themselves to you. On this, Abu Lahab remarked and exclaimed that, woe to you, that may your hands perish. It is only for this that you have called us. On this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab, that the hands of Abu Lahab have perished. The ulama explained that Abu Lahab has suffered a very, very great loss. In another version of the narration from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Safa and thereafter ascended a mountain and then announced and proclaimed that Ya Sabaha. This was that announcement that people used to make when they used to climb the mountain to warn the people of impending danger. So on hearing this proclamation from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the people gathered around at the foot of the mountain. Any person who could not himself personally present himself sent his representative. When the people gathered, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed them saying, O Banu Abdul Muttalib, O Banu Fihr, O Banu Ka'b, that what do you, will you say, that if I inform you that those mounted horsemen are ready and prepared to attack you from behind this mountain and take you by surprise, that will you bear my truthfulness and will you confirm what I am saying? They all replied collectively that yes. On this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am that warner full of compassion for you in front of a very, very severe and painful punishment. Thereafter, Abu Lahab, on hearing these words from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that may your hands perish for the whole day. Is it only for this that you have gathered us on this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab. So friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that spirit, that worry, that concern that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for all the people. This was transmitted to the Sahaba, that burning pain and worry and restlessness in the heart of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that each and every person come into the deen of Allah, say La ilaha illallah, and adopt the beautiful way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereby attain salvation in the short life and eternal salvation in the akhirah. So this was that restlessness and pain in the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah. And on that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself underwent so much and persevered insults, belittling, persecution. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they embraced this worry and this concern and this Mubarak effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They utilized their health, their wealth, their time. They gave their everything for this worry and this concern. How can the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reign supreme and reach one person? Our heritage and our legacy, they are the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That they are our spiritual fathers, and there is no other way to follow but the way of the Sahaba, my friends and brothers, in every aspect of their lives. Because the Sahaba, that they were in the direct company of Rasulullah and the nurturing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they were that first part of that ummah. Our elders and ulama explained that how they made effort on iman, we also have to make effort on iman. How they understood and realized that they were sent, or as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for the whole humanity, that they were the representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for us to make effort on iman and to have worry and concern, how can this greatest of ni'mats and bounties, it becomes alive in the whole ummah and in the whole human race? How can the a'mal of the Sahaba become alive because they took from Rasulullah? How can the ibadat of Sahaba become alive because they took from Rasulullah? The taqwa of their hearts, the piousness and the piety of the Sahaba did become part and parcel of our lives. So in this way, the profound knowledge that the Sahaba possessed, which they took from Rasulullah, we have to come onto that way of life. The quality of remembrance that they had in their lives under the training of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that must become part and parcel of our lives. And then that ikhlas that they possessed, they used to check themselves all the time, that has to become part and parcel of our lives. And then along with that, that they understood that their health, their wealth, their time, it is from Allah, belongs to Allah, and the first avenue and primary avenue that it has to be utilized, it is for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that, alhamdulillah, my friends and brothers, we have heard after Maghrib also, with regards to that worry of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala in this time and age has given us this Mubarak effort. It is that moving train or that moving vehicle, and inshallah that it is for every one of us to come onto the boarded vehicle, and inshallah we will reach our destination how the Sahaba reached their destination. Our elders say that we make the niyat that we want to adopt the way of the Sahaba, the effort of the Sahaba, qurbani of the Sahaba. We might not reach there, but trying with that conviction, with that determination, with the sincerity of heart, piety of the heart, and pushing ourselves from place to place, person to person, for no purpose and no goal, except that Allah's deen must be established, reach every human being. How many people in humbly homes, how many parents, how many husbands, how many wives are restless, are worried, are concerned.
days and nights will go, and they are worried. Every neighborhood has this worry, every town, city has this worry. The only solution is this deen of Allah, and this deen of Allah will come through effort and sacrifice, and in this time and age, Allah has given us this Mubarak effort. So the holidays are also coming, vacations are coming. All of us make intention that we will take our time and we will go out in the path of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that two great ni'mats of Allah, such that the people are in a very, very great deception. There is a very great, profound sense of loss. But they will only realize that when there is no time to repair. And that is in the akhirat. And what is that? That is as-siha wal-faragh. A person's free time and a person's good health. So these days are coming. Our elder, Hazrat Bhai Padia, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with nur, he used to say, make the holidays, make it holy days. How? By going out in the path of Allah, staying that iman, in that environment of iman, effort of iman, of salat, of ibadat, of ta'alim, of dhikr. And like that, my friends and brothers, that spirit for deen will become alive in us. Our deen will be protected. Our families, our youth, our children's deen will be protected. So all of us make intention, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept us all. Any announcements? اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت الذي كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم استخدمنا لدينك ولا تبدلنا يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.